60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, you know, all year long, people have been debating on the internet about the proper way to eat random foods.
That's true.
Yeah.
For example, the huge one from this past year, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Oh, man.
We won't get into it.
Yeah.
We're not going to answer. I really want to shout my answer. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Another one, does a hot dog qualify as a sandwich? That was a big one.
I still can't decide on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And is it pronounced pecan or pecan?
Or pecan. I thought it was
pecan. Or pecan, yeah. Pecans.
Pecan?
It's C-A-N.
I've heard people say pecan. So, yeah.
Pecan. That, I think that's
it's a big debate. These are the kind of questions that have torn families apart. And now, before we reach the end of the year, there's one last internet debate that's raging on Twitter right now.
Uh-oh.
The big question on Twitter, what's the best way to cut your toast?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
The person who asked the question posted pictures of toast cut three different ways. Diagonally, into two triangles.
Yeah, that's how.
Cut in half, horizontally,
mm-hmm.
or cut in half vertically.
The vertically one freaks me out. I've never seen a picture of toast cut vertically
Weird.
Before.
Yeah, I can't
you know,
even
usually
imagine it.
When you cut it horizontally, one piece has the two humps on it from the top of the loaf, and then the other piece is flat.
Mm-hmm.
They're cutting it straight down, so each side is symmetrical.
Weird.
Wow.
Whoa.
Ooh, what a
mind blow.
I don't know what to think
mind.
Right now.
I don't know who cuts their toast like that. I've never met that person.
Well, I don't want to meet that person because that person obviously has deep-seated mental issues.
A monster.
And is probably a serial killer.
Or is genius. I can't decide which is usually the debate also you have with serial killers.
Exactly. Like either that guy's super smart or he's about to stab me. I can't tell.
Yeah.
According to the answer is the diagonal cut. Is the best.
That's
what everybody says on Twitter.
I prefer.
Horizontal is second best, they say.
Yeah.
I don't stick to one. I shake it up.
Really?
Yeah, it depends on the day. It depends on the type of toast.
If I'm cutting toast, it's got to be a triangle.
I don't put that much thought into anything, so why am I going to put that much thought into how my toast is cut? Either I cut it or I don't. I just put it in my mouth and
chew. Oh, my gosh.
Chew.
You don't understand. I asked this question, how do you want your toast cut? Probably... 3 times a day.
Well, it affects the taste.
My daughter likes it cut in fours, actually.
Oh, ooh, that's cool. Nice, actually. Uh-huh. Little tiny sandwiches.
So yeah. She just threw a curveball in the
hole. Yeah, but I just realized how I like my toast cut fours.
Yeah.
Like a child.
So I guess I do have an opinion. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last. And let's see who I got. Just a big, big, huge paper in here.
Oh!
Tiny
pieces.
Oscar, our intern. In honor of his last day, he'll get the shock caller today.
Wait,
remember, he had an epic battle with Jeff.
Yeah,
trying to beat.
Last day.
Remember, you had an epic battle with Jeff trying to beat Jeff for like a week.
And he
finally got him one day. So I guess you're gonna get the shock caller for your last day here, Oscar.
Yeah, and Jeff is gonna get shocked again.
Oh,
wow! Let's see.
Coming with the heat.
Yes.
All right, Oscar's got the shock caller. While he's putting that on, Jeff, please read Oscar the shock caller question of the day.
Christmas has many different symbols and figures that are associated with it, like bells, snowflakes, candy canes, and mistletoe. But one image that has become strongly linked with the holiday is Santa's reindeer. They made their appearance first back in the 1800s in the poem The Night Before Christmas, and all of their names reflect the reindeer's individual personalities. But did you know two of them are named for specific weather phenomena? Which reindeer are they, and what are the weather phenomena?
Oh my gosh.
Can you name all the reindeer first?
I only know Rudolph.
No, okay,
so I need a lot of
Rudolph
help.
Doesn't count. There is Dancer. Wait.
Dancer, Prancer,
Donner,
Prancer,
Vixen. I just know
Vixen. Comet and Cupid.
But what could have been?
Okay,
Donner and Blitzen. Did we say
help.
Donner twice?
As the reindeer
Blitzen,
expert,
obviously.
Can I
Blitzen.
Help?
Are you guys Blitzen is what? Obviously one.
What does Blitzen mean?
Why? You have to say why.
I thought, like a blizzard.
Okay. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
I say we go the reverse
I don't know.
Route.
I mean, Oscar only... Why don't we let Oscar try to answer it a little bit?
He hasn't
said a word.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I just know Rudolph, so I need all the help I can get. So Blitzen, I like Blitzen because of blizzards. I think that's a good guess, Brooke.
Yeah.
But what else?
Well, I would go the opposite route. I would eliminate the ones you know are obviously not, like Cupid, you know, Prancer, Rudolph. Those ones you can just get
Prancer
rid
could
of.
Be a weather thing.
What would be Prancer?
It could be.
There's a big like prance, a and prance no. on the front, the storm front.
I feel like
prancing on in.
Huge prance coming in today.
I don't know what Donner would mean other than like Donner I think
party?
Of the Donner party, exactly.
Oh my God.
And that involved also a snow blizzard. So, oh I mean, God. Kind of a weather phenomenon
oh
where
no.
you have to eat other people.
But it was in the 1800s, so they called different phenomena different things. I actually do like Blitzen. I think that's
I think
like
Blitzen
a
is a good one, yeah.
We should lock that one in. But what's the other one? Vixen?
Oh, Cupid and
did they name Vixen after like something sexual? Or...
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Probably not.
Christmas has many different symbols and figures associated with it, but one image that's become strongly linked with the holiday is Santa's reindeer. All of their names reflect their individual personalities, but two of them are named after specific weather phenomenon. Which reindeer are they, and what are the weather phenomenon?
What would the weather phenomenon
all
be?
All right, like? So...
What about Comet and just say you could say meteor shower?
Yeah, Comet Ooh, actually is...
All right, I think we got the answers. Jeffrey, I'm going to go with Blitzen and Comet.
Oh, good. You did it all by yourself,
yeah.
didn't you?
Good job. Yes, I did.
Is that how you do it in school, too, in your tests?
I just peek over.
I'm going to ace this, teacher. Everybody else, what are the answers?
Hey, guys, help me.
In traditional Christmas folklore, Santa Claus's sleigh is led by 8 reindeer, 9 if you include Rudolph. But each of the reindeer's names reflects their individual personalities. For example, Dancer is the extroverted reindeer. Cupid is the most affectionate, but there are actually 2 of them who are named after specific weather phenomenon because in Dutch, the names Blitzen and Donner translates to thunder and lightning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're a different language. That's why.
Okay.
You got all right.
The thunder question. And lightning.
This
wrong.
Is such...
They sound like they should be wrestlers.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to hear jingle bells on
this
text message
board.
This is
such a great send-off. Oh, my God.
Make sure the shot caller's turned on there, Oscar.
Here, I'll help them out.
All right. So, yeah, do you mind clicking it?
There you go. Okay, so you can sing Jingle Bells whenever you're ready for the final shock of your internship.
Final shock. Dashing through the snow and then what? Ah, what? That was so close. That was so soon.
Yeah, sorry about that, Oscar. Thank you for your time here. Anytime you want to come back and get shocked, just let us know. All right, your phone tap's coming up
good.
In just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Moving 92.5 is counting.